planning trip on the flow, man. Just...
Some neighbors were saying way too loud.
That's only in the morning. You supposed to be up cooking breakfast to somebody. That's like an alarm clock.
Welcome in, everybody, to a brand new episode of the world famous Loose Lug Nuts podcast. I'm Evan Roberts, joined alongside Thomas Dick, and a pretty exciting cup race in Vegas. Staying out in the desert, heading to Phoenix this week.
Yeah, I thought the other truck race I thought was exciting. Cup race, middle. Xfinity was the least of my favorites.
Yep.
It was windy, though. It was really windy. They got up to 70 miles an hour, but yeah, so we were in Vegas, so this is our Vegas the number two Phoenix episode. Yeah. Review Vegas, preview Phoenix.
Well, let's before we get into that, let's get into news. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of the Coliseum NASCAR clash, but you know what would be worse?
Trying to think what could be worse than that stupid clash.
Doing it at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. Allegedly, NASCAR's been in talks with the Dodger Stadium people. Just give it up. You're never going to... Southern California is never going to love you. I mean, Auto Club Speedway will be done next year, and you can run there, and they still won't love you. But yeah, there was no word on whether it was going to be a short track circuit like the Coliseum, or if it was going to be like that F1 Miami Euro Trash Grand Prix outside of House of Rock Stadium.
Hard Rock Stadium.
Hard Rock, yeah. You ever collect the Hard Rock t-shirts?
No, I was never big on the Hard Rock.
That was big back in the 80s and the late 80s, early 90s. People tried to collect Hard Rock t-shirts from every Hard Rock in the country, which is stupid because the logo is the same. The only thing that was different was the name of the city underneath.
Yeah, but you got to brag about where all you went.
Yeah, well, you could do that with my parents went to Wichita, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
So here's something that's cool. The first three races of the year have been decided by an average of 0.222 seconds.
Repeating.
Fourth closest margin of victory through three races since the electronic scoring started in 1993. It's a little skewed by the Atlanta race, which was often later in the year, and then they didn't turn it into a drafting track. But I kind of feel like you need to compare like races. Like you always kind of assume that Daytona is going to be close. The intermediates, like with Auto Club when they were there.
Well, and it's funny because they dumped a bunch of stuff in their news and notes. They dumped a bunch of stats on the most number of passes in the first three races. Well, once again, Atlanta wasn't a drafting super speedway, whatever. And it also wasn't this early in the year. So you're comparing, like, you would have an apple in one hand. And you're like, is this apple as good as this orange you have in the other hand? And it's hard to tell.
Yeah. So it's interesting, but it's still nevertheless pretty exciting for NASCAR to have these close finishes. Hopefully get some more people excited about it. Let's get into it.
And if you do the math, so 2.22222 times 3 is 0.6666667, which is still 22 seconds less than the deciding time of the last F1 race.
Oh, there you go.
22 seconds was the last. So we could race, so 2.22222 times 3, we could race 60 more races and the combined time would be less than.
There you go.
Max Verstappen.
The calculator.
Yeah, you know, it's for the kids. And I'm fighting Euro trash every chance I can.
So let's get into a cup and qualifying. Joey Logano won his second pole of the year.
No gloves this time.
Yeah, no gloves. So second pole, first time he's starting in the pole position at a race. Did get fined, $10,000?
No, he started Daytona. Daytona, he was on the pole. He was wearing the gloves. He didn't
Atlanta was me.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. I'm an idiot. But he gets out to a good jump. He gets in front of Kyle Larson as we get the green flag. But then Larson, who is looking pretty strong early, passes him for the lead two laps later. And then Zane Smith Looks like he's into the wall. He has to pit under green on lap four, but no yellow flag. So that essentially ends his day. And then Logano's dropping back. He gets passed by William Byron on lap five. Lap 10, Christopher Bell, he blows a tire. He gets the yellow flag that Zane Smith didn't. And then we kind of see some early pit strategy early on. We had some two-tire and four-tire pit stop. So it's shuffled on the lap 16 restart. We have Chris Buescher and Briscoe, Chase Briscoe, out front. But William Byron takes less than two laps to go from eighth to the lead. And then Kyle Larson, who's looking strong early on, not far behind.
Yeah, if people remember from the preview, we talked about how good Hendrick Motorsports is here, and it wasn't much different. So we mentioned Chris Buescher got out front because he did a two-tire pit stop. It turns out he only did a one-tire pit stop.
Yeah.
Because he's got a lug nut, falls off on lap 28. Very sad. His day is done. They got a fine and a suspension afterward. But Chris Buescher, he had that hot streak last year. We'll get into the standings at the end of this recap. But, yeah, he's not having a he's down in Logano territory as far as having a bad start.
Yeah, and the four guys end up staying out during that caution. But we get a red flag because when Buescher hit the wall, they took a little piece out of it. They had to fix it and doctor it up a little bit. So we finally restart on lap 36. We have Daniel Suarez and Michael McDowell out front. They're not running too bad on old tires, but Kyle Busch and Kyle Larson finally get by them nine laps later on lap 45. And then William Byron with some bad luck. We've seen
hot dog wrapper, small little hot dog wrapper.
Yeah, sometimes. Or like a plastic bag get on there. On lap 47, Byron has his entire grill is covered like by the world's largest trash bag, it seems.
Yeah, it's not a little kitchen bag. It's not like a 13-quart kitchen bag. This is a full, like, we're trying to throw some tree branches and stuff, and we're going to fill up. But this is like a 40-gallon. That was the entire front of the thingy.
Yeah, so he has to pit under green. His temperatures under the hood were up to 350.
Could have cooked a pork chop on that thing, you know?
But, yeah, Carl Larson, he passes Kyle Busch on lap 61. He cruises by in that clean air. Lap 75, Tyler Reddick is the fastest car, and he's in second at chasing, about almost 1.5 seconds back. He's not going to catch Larson. Biggest drama in the stage is, again, Kyle Larson just dominated, is that he didn't pass Cas Grala, so his teammate William Byron gets the lucky dog. But it's not like
I lied. Yeah. At the end of this stage ended up being a little closer. He did have to hold off Reddick at the very end. Didn't feel like Reddick could have passed him, but it looked close at the end.
Yeah, so not rigged. But Larson wins the stage, followed by Reddick, Truex, Busch, Hamlin in the top five. Gibbs, LaJoie, Chastain, Cindric, and Bell, who, again, Bell had that flat tire. He fights back to get to 10th. At the stage break, they all come down pit road. Huge pit stop for Hamlin. That gets him into second. Reddick went in second, came out 16th, so not the best start for him. But Truex and Hamlin start out front on the lap 89 restart. Larson again, the strongest though. He gets the lead on lap 105. And then we see some green flag pits starting on lap 118. Ross Chastain gets the lead for a lap. Reddick gets it for a lap. And then the number five cars back out in front after they cycle through.
Yeah, and then we get the news.
Yep.
Ross Chastain, you're going too fast. 5-0's out there. They got the little radar gun. We don't put speedometers in the car, so he gets busted for speeding. Harvick, every time, he's like, what are you going to do? And once again, we need to do the research on how many times Harvick got speeding penalties, because he's constantly saying how awful it is and how you need to be careful. And then LaJoie, who was he was running about top five, he had trouble getting a lug nut back on, so he also has to pit for a real long time. He ends up coming out in 10th. Wind is picking up. Like, it had gusted all week. Will said, mentioned it for the Xfinity race. I want to say it got up to 70 miles an hour of gust. So we're starting to get wind, and the dust is – we're out by a desert, so the dust is all over the place.
And then lap 152, 14 to go in the stage. Larson has over a four-second lead. Once again, Reddick is charging, but he comes up short again. Carson Hocevar had to pit under green with a tire down, so Chastain's not going to get the lucky dog. because Larson's starting to lap the other drivers, so that speeding penalty really biting him in the ass. 9 to go in the stage. Christopher Bell is around, which brings out the yellow. A lot of people pit. Bowman goes with a two-tire stop to move up 13 spots. And then this is where we see awful pit stops for Ty Gibbs, 6th to 30th. Kyle Busch goes from 2nd to 18th because they can't get the nut on the tire properly. And then Ty Gibbs says that he doesn't have first gear, but part of that is, and the broadcasters brought this up, you don't really, the only time it really hurts you is in the pits. But other than that, you don't really use the first gear. So,
well, they bleeped out part of it, but I seem to think he called his grandfather's car a pile of shit. Which seems very ungrateful, and hashtag he gets us.
Yeah, he does it. So we get, after the caution, we get a four-lap sprint for the stage. Bowman on two tires can't hold off Kyle Larson on four. Reddick is hauling ass behind him, but Larson repeats the stage wins. We've had a lot of those this year. He's followed by Tyler Reddick again. Then Hamlin, Blaney, and Truex round out the top five. Chase Elliott, Austin Dillon, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, and Eric Jones round out the top 10.
Yeah, so Larson, four times in his career, he won the first two stages and then won the race. So will that happen again? We'll find out.
You know, we always used to say he's always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
So far he's been married 23 times. He's like Liz Taylor.
Liz Taylor or Liv Taylor?
No, some old actress from back in the day. She got married. Oh. Go on.
Final stage, Larson and Reddick are out front.
Married more times than Larry King. You got that one. Okay.
Yeah. Larson gets away quick, and it's three Toyotas chasing and Reddick, Hamlin, and Truex. With 63 to go, Briscoe starts the green flag pit cycle. Not a great pit cycle for Reddick. He loses again. Precious seconds to Larson. And then Kyle Busch screws himself with having to serve a drive-through for pitting outside of the box, which is kind of on him, but also on the team because he was very clearly out and they started.
Well, they showed. Well, I wouldn't throw say it out. Clearly, they showed it, and he
was out. You got to throw that in reverse because it screwed you so many precious seconds.
Yeah, out. Yeah. Well, Kevin Harvick.
He was eighth. Now he's outside the top 20.
Not really sure where, because Fox refuses to show who's from 21st to 36th. They show it like once every 69 minutes. Like finally during a side-by-side, they had it on the top and they finally scrolled through. 31st, he fell all the way back to.
You know, 42 to go, so not a good day for him because no one's wrecking out blown engines. There's no wrecks. It was a pretty clean race. With 34 to go, Ty Gibbs says over the radio he's not happy with how Truex is racing him, and he's not going to be nice anymore.
Hashtag he gets us.
But do you think that Truex was racing him mad? Because
I mean, he used a crossover move that Gibbs probably didn't like. It's one of those things, like they said on the broadcast, if that's not your teammate, you wouldn't be pissed at. Well, you might be, but you wouldn't be. But
you wouldn't be having all
the, like, Truex wants to win a race too. Like, he wasn't wrecking him. They was just racing aggressively trying to get spots. They never touched. He just made it harder to pass, which you want to do, because this is one of those tracks. Once you get behind someone in dirty air, it sort of sucks balls.
Yeah. 33 to go, Corey LaJoie. He gets into the wall and has some considerable damage. You don't like the Gambus Vegas gambling. Like, oh, who's going to go all in this pit stop?
Yeah, oh, this is, you know, who's going to gamble here? Oh, God, I wonder if they're going to gamble. We're in Vegas. And come on, we know they're in Vegas. You know what? Vegas was founded by Mormons.
Huh.
You don't bring that up every freaking pit stop.
You don't. So we're inside the last pit window.
It means the Meadows.
What?
Las Vegas, the Meadows.
Huh. Chastain takes two tires to move up to the second. We restart with 27 to go. Larson and Chastain battling. And then we see Hamlin and Reddick join the fray. 14 laps to go. Reddick is staying within shouting range of Larson, but it doesn't look like he'll threaten. Reddick was getting close with 9 to go, but lap traffic stymies him. 6 to go, we see Bubba Wallace getting lapped. He could elect Larson to help his teammate, but doesn't. Reddick is big in the rearview mirror, 2 to go, but loses steam. This is where I have an issue. I don't know if he ever would have caught Larson, but he's riding that high line, like right up against the wall that we always used to see him do at Miami.
Yeah.
And then with two to go, he decides to go low to like maybe fool Larson. And then it just ruined him. He was so far back that he couldn't even threaten that final lap.
I feel like you watched Days of Thunder, because in Days of Thunder, Rowdy is like, oh, he always goes high. And then the Cole Trickle doesn't go high. He slingshots low. So maybe, just maybe, Tyler Reddick is a big Days of Thunder fan.
Yeah. So Kyle Larson ends up winning the race, his 24th of his career. He's followed by Reddick, Blaney, Chastain, and Ty Gibbs in the top five. Noah Gregson with a strong sixth place finish, followed by Truex, Hamlin, Logano, and William Byron. Second best Cup Series finish for Noah Gregson and his best non-super speedway finish. Pretty sure he's from Las Vegas too, so a little hometown success.
Yeah, there. And you know what? He passed 264 million people in the NASCAR point standings.
Oh, because he went from negative to positive?
Yeah.
There you go.
We should tweet him and tell him that.
Reddick was almost as good as Larson, but he was constantly having to play catch up.
Bad pit stops.
Yeah. And then you know, Larson, he's looking pretty strong. They get into the championship four. He'll be tough to beat, just like he did last year or 2 years ago when he was dominating. Three different winners so far in the playoffs. Kyle Larson leads the points table. William Byron and Daniel Suarez are the other two. The other 13 would be Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex, Ross Chastain, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Ty Gibbs, Denny Hamlin, Austin Cindric, Tyler Reddick, Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace, Eric Jones, and
John Hunter Nemechek. Two legacy motorsports cars. Yeah. Coming in 15 and 16.
Unfortunate wreck law knocked Corey LaJoie out of the top 16. Other notables on the outside, Chase Briscoe 20th, Christopher Bell 21st, Michael McDowell 22nd, Buescher 23rd, Logano and Brad Keselowski in 24th and 28th. Again, really early, but it's going to come down to the crunch time, especially if we keep having different winners of who can fill those last few spots.
Yeah, so I mean, it doesn't bode well for McDowell, the super speedway guy, to be 22nd after you run two super speedway races.
Well, two drafting tracks. Atlanta's not a super speedway.
Oh my gosh, two drafting tracks. But yeah, it's funny. Sometime during the race, Clint Bowyer's like, oh yeah, Stuart Haas has been one of the fastest teams all weekend. Like
they were pretty fast in qualifying.
Yeah, well, they weren't on the track.
In Xfinity on Saturday, we know that it's really windy. If you watch pre-race coverage, you could see everybody blown in the wind. Part of the cameras for the broadcast, they weren't able to get the people up there, so a little limited camera viewing. I still thought it was a pretty good actual broadcast on that front, as they had gusts up to 70 miles an hour. The race, however, was just a snooze fest. But Chandler Smith, he's out pretty easily in front of Austin Hill and AJ Allmendinger. Parker Retzlaff had a tire blowout his right rear, which was very sad for him. He had been running really well. And then Sam Mayer gets some damage too. We restart on lap 14. It's a little more competitive, but Chandler Smith out front with Dinger and Hill behind. Sam Mayer is out. He's already calling it the year from hell, which is a little premature.
Yeah. You talked about the wind a little earlier. This is where I had mentioned Brian Kelly doesn't work at Fox, so they don't have cameramen in high positions because of the wind. So we're missing a lot of shots where you could see what's happened. You don't get.
Yeah.
But Brian Kelly doesn't work for Fox.
Lap 30, SVG has to put pit. They got the hood up with 10 to go in the stage. Nemechek is the only one within shouting distance of Chandler Smith, which is a little less than 2 seconds back. He goes on to win pretty easily with John Hunter Nemechek, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, and Cole Custer in the top five. AJ Allmendinger, Justin Allgaier, Parker Klingemann, Ryan Sieg, and Brandon Jones round out the top 10. Classic NASCAR, 8 yellow flags at the stage break. But we do see Chandler Smith drop 6 spots during the pit stops. So Riley Herbst and Austin Hill duke it out for the lead, but it ends up being Nemechek getting in front after 3 laps. And then we see Austin Hill get some debris. We mentioned William Byron getting an entire trash bag over his hood. This one's just like a little plastic bag, but it's still affecting him a little bit. He's falling back trying to get in place behind somebody to get it off. But he falls all the way to seventh before it finally flies off.
Yeah, and then sixth to go in the stage. Chandler Smith is fixing the challenge. Nemechek for the stage win. He's closed the gap to under 0.3 seconds. And he does a late crossover. This is the most exciting thing we see the whole race. Smith passes Nemechek right at the wire to win the stage. That's why they put him in there. Exciting the whole race. So we get Chandler Smith and John Hunter Nemechek. They're both running for JGR. They finish 1-2, followed by Herbst, Allgaier, Allmendinger. And then you get Austin Hill, Jesse Love, Parker Kligerman, Cole Custer, and Ryan Sieg rounding out the top 10. Lap 97 restart. Herbst gives up the front row to go behind Chandler Smith. I did not get this move. Did not make sense to me. It backfires as Nemechek takes the lead from the outside. So it's once again Smith and Nemechek duking it out. Lap 123, up. Oh, Parker Retzlaff's back. He brings out the yellow. The only thing that helps is you get restarts, and that's the only time you can pass here. It seems like Nemechek and Smith out front again. Chandler Smith, though, he has no lateral grip. So Riley Herbst blows by for second. Smith is dropping back. And then Brandon Jones starts the last green flag pit cycle with 35 to go. Nemechek doesn't pit till 31 to go. And then Allgaier, Almirola, and Josh Williams, they're going to play the long game. Hope for a yellow. They're the only three holdouts to pit.
Yep. And then Jeb Burton, he was busted for speeding, so his top 15 run is foiled. With 20 to go, we see Justin Allgaier pit. So Josh Williams is the only guy who hasn't pitted. He's the leader with John Hunter Nemechek, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, and Chandler Smith behind. The yellow does not come out for Josh Williams. Gamble, very sad. But I did like how the NASCAR guys talk about how much of a nice guy he is, even though really the average person would only know him from his blow up from last year.
It wasn't really a blow up. He just got out of that car and left the car there. I mean, that was funny.
But so he finally pits with 10 to go. And Nemechek with a huge 4+ second lead over Hill. So we got a snooze fest ending. Cole Custer turns it up late. He gets by Hill and Chandler Smith in the last 10 laps to finish second. But again, still 4 seconds behind Nemechek. So it's Nemechek, Custer, Chandler Smith, Austin Hill, and Riley Herbst in the top five. Dinger, Ryan Sieg, Sammy Smith, Brandon Jones, and Allgaier round out the top 10. So you have JR Motorsports, Junior Motorsports in 8th and 10th. JGR led 173 of the 200 laps, but notable finish, Haley Deegan, 15th. Yeah,
finished 15th. I'll say this is one of those races where you can't show the lead too much. You got to show a lot of stuff going on behind,
yeah,
a lot of passing going on in the back and whatnot, but that you just, the dirty air, you can't pass.
Like, the thing that bothered me about it too is, like, in the first stage, Chandler Smith's just dominating everybody, but Allgaier, who started in the rear, moved all the way up to seventh.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes to your point, like, yeah, there's not a lot of lead changes and everything, but there's still a lot of movement going on. And the same thing in the Cup Series race on Sunday, Larson was dominating, but then you see, like, Noah Gregson kind of move up, and they're like, oh shit, he's in fifth.
Yeah, they don't show him moving up to fifth. Just, oh, yeah. Look at that. He's like one of them wizards. He just showed up. So we got playoffs. Nemechek was a part-timer, so he will not take a spot. It's still Austin Smith, the only one, or Austin Hill. I just made up a guy. Austin Hill, the only guy in on wins. The other 11 would be Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst, AJ Allmendinger, Cole Custer, Sheldon Creed, Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier, Sammy Smith, Brandon Jones, Parker Kligerman, and Fast Pasta. Among the notables on the outside, you would have the two colleague guys that they sort of rolled the dice with this year. Shane Van Gisbergen in 16th, Josh Williams in 31st. And then the worst year ever, the year from hell, Sam Mayer, 24th, Junior Motorsports. So.
Yeah, I think SVG will get a road course win.
Yeah, you know, he's got him time.
Him and Dinger would just be out there racing him against themselves.
So the truck races, I like this one. This was a pretty good race. Victoria's Voice 200 from Las Vegas. Windy as shit. It all started for this race. Southwest winds, 24 miles per hour, gust up to 40, 30 miles per hour, less than the day after. Front row, Raja Karuth and Christian Eckes. So you got two young dudes up front, two old dudes right behind, and Stuart Friesen and Kyle Busch.
Yeah, early on we get Eckes out front of Carruth. 12 mph difference between fast turns 1 and 2 in turns 3 and 4.
That's the wind. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Bailey Curry brings out the first yellow on lap 3 with one truck spin, but at least this time the roof didn't come off.
Yeah, so he's got that going for him.
Daniel Dye having issues with car jumping out of gear, and then Tyler Ankrum having issue with the starter midway through stage 1. Busch, Majeski, and Carruth are battling for the lead.
Yep, Eckes has some handling issues. He drifts back to 13th, 5 to go. Busch is also having an issue. This is with his right front tire. He drifts back to 7th. Majeski wins the stage with ease. He's followed by Carruth, Friesen, Ankrum, and Heim. Rest of the top 10 is Christopher Bell, Taylor Gray, Kyle Busch, Grant Enfinger, Matt Crafton. Top 5 different organizations. And that's the highest stage finish ever for Carruth. Christopher Bell, his tire goes into another pit box, so he's going to have to go to the back again. He, like Reddick and Busch, a lot of pit mistakes they had in the cup race. Same thing is going to happen to Christopher Bell in this race here.
In stage 2, Carruth getting some good lessons battling with Kyle Busch out front. Heim and Majeski are lingering. With 10 laps to go on the stage, Ty Majeski ends up trucking by Busch and looks headed to another stage win. He does get that, followed by Heim, Carruth, Taylor Gray, and Kyle Busch in the top 5. Sanchez, Enfinger, Zane Smith, Friesen, and Crafton round out the top 10.
Yeah, then stage 3, Mikey Waltrip comes up with a new name for Taylor Gray. He calls him Taylor Gay on multiple occasions. So he's got that going for him. Lap 67, Dean Thompson in the wall brings out the caution. Lap 76, that means there's 59 to go. It's another race where poor Matt Mills is running well until he hits the wall. So he's going to be, his day's ruined. 57 to go. We got Nick Sanchez, Ty Majeski, Rajah Carruth running 3 wide for the lead. We got solid racing out front. Sanchez gets his first lead of the night.
And then 4 laps later, Heim gets his first lead. So we got lots of coming and going. 49 to go. Majeski's out front. And then 3 laps later, Friesen's into the wall. But he has to pit under green. If it stays green, it won't be too detrimental because he's inside the pit window. But if a yellow comes out, it could be rough on him. With 33 to go, we have the green flag pit stops commence. And then Ty Majeski and Nick Sanchez get caught speeding. Kyle Busch, safety violation. Tanner Gray, commitment violation. So a lot of guys that have been contending up front have their nights ruined.
Yep. Kyle Busch, man. And actually today, his Cup Series team, they shuffled the deck on their pit crew. He doesn't own this truck team, so I doubt they'll shuffle the thing here. But just a rough weekend of we're in Vegas, so shuffling. Gambling.
Yeah.
So anyhow, rough weekend with Kyle Busch and the pit stops in Vegas. He should have just stayed on the track and ran out of gas. 25 to go. We got Taylor Gray, Rajah Carruth are out front. 20 to go. Carruth is cruising. He's got a 1 second lead.
And then 16 to go. He stretched the lead to over a second and a half. Taylor Gray, Tyler Ankrum, and Heim are battling for second. So it's only getting larger. He ends up holding on. It's a great win for Rajah Carruth, the first of his career. As we mentioned, a few of those fast trucks fumbled it at the end with Friesen getting to the wall. And then Busch, Sanchez, and Majeski having penalties. But Carruth really did a really nice job fighting off some solid drivers at the end. Ankrum, Heim, Taylor Gray, and Christopher Bell round out the top 5. Eckes, Crafton, Zane Smith, Grant Enfinger, and Ty Majeski in the top 10. Carruth joins Wendell Scott and Bubba Wallace as the only black drivers to win a national NASCAR race. It was a lively race with 10 different leaders and 19 lead changes, something we really didn't see Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it was exciting. I thought it was the best race of the weekend. We got 2 young guns locked into the playoffs though. Rajah Carruth and Nick Sanchez got some new life breathed into the truck series. The other 8 would be Ankrum, Majeski, Heim, Taylor Gray, Crafton, Holmes, Eckes, and Enfinger. The first five out are Daniel Dye, Stuart Friesen, Tanner Gray, Spencer Boyd, our favorite, you know, Freedom Baby, American Flag, and then Jake Garcia. Noticeable gap, though, between 10th and 11th. So those other
15. 19 points after three races.
Yeah.
That gap. All right, so let's turn to Phoenix, staying out in the desert. In the Cup Series, we got the Shiner's Children 500. It's at Phoenix Raceway Sunday, 3:30 p.m. with Green Flag at 3:47 Eastern. Coverage starting at 2:30 p.m. on Fox, the Motor Racing Network, and SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. The race is 500 kilometers, not mile. 502 kilometers, actually.
So the math on this, 311 laps would be 500.5 kilometers.
Hmm.
But sometime in the 1980s, they're like, no, we're going to run 312 laps. And the math on that is 502 kilometers. This is all coming from, we want to give credit to Bob Pockrass, even though he won't come on our podcast. He goes on some lame podcast, but he won't come on ours. But yeah, so I don't get the math behind it, but when I become president, we're going to have everything's miles. Everything's got to be a 500-mile race, no matter. You could be at Bristol, and you could run 1,000 laps, but you got to get 100 miles in.
312 laps on the mile track, stages of 60, 125, 127. Kyle Busch has won the most poles at Phoenix with 4. Ryan Blaney has 3. Hendrick won both last year with William Byron and Kyle Larson. We have 9 active winners racing with Busch and Logano with 2 wins apiece.
Three wins apiece. Sorry.
Hamlin also has 2. Last year's winners were Ross Chastain and William Byron. Briscoe, Larson, Truex, and Elliott also have won apiece. And a lot of those, too, especially Truex and Elliott, came in their championship. In the championship race in November. Chastain won last year's fall race, looking to become the 7th racer to repeat. Others include Davey Allison, Jeff Burton, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kevin Harvick, Jimmy Johnson, and Kyle Busch.
Yeah, a little bit of news here. New package for short tracks and road courses debuts at Phoenix. They're going to use the simplified diffuser. They'll also have a simplified diffuser strakes. And they'll have a 3-inch spoiler, and they'll have no engine panel strakes. So for all you people that are smart, you'll know what that means. But people like me, I'm going to need Larry Mack to give me some Mack nuggets. Joey Logano making his 400th start for Team Penske. So there's a mini milestone.
The best driver in the last 10 races will actually be up in the booth. That's Kevin Harvick. He's the only driver with 10 top 10 finishes, with his average finish being 6.0. That leaves Ryan Blaney. He leads active drivers with 7 top 5s and 9 top 10s in the last 10 races in Phoenix, but no wins. Logano has 2 wins, 4 top 5s, and 7 top 10s. Average finish is 7.4. Larson, who looked tough to beat last week, he's got a win. 5 top 5s, 8 top 10s, and an average finish of 8.0. So with that being said, Tommy, who you got as your long shot?
My long shot, I stole your long shot, sorry, but I did all the work on the rundown, so, script writer's rights. I got Chase Briscoe. His only win came here. It's so odd saying he only had one win, because it seemed like that year, 2022, he had a couple wins, but I guess he didn't. He had that road race in Indy disqualified.
Yeah.
Seems like it was just yesterday, but it was 2022. I think he qualifies as a long shot, so I'm getting him the win here.
Yeah. So that was my original first pick, but just for the sake of the show, I'll not pick him, even though I would probably put him in my NASCAR fantasy lineup. A real long shot. I kind of like Michael McDowell here.
Been okay. Racing
really well. Hasn't been too bad at the intermediate tracks. Does got to turn around a little bit, but we saw him up front a little bit last week. Carry that momentum in this week. And then my winner, I got Ross Chastain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got 3 top 10s and a win here, as we mentioned. But also after Daytona's last 2 races, he's finished 7th and 4th.
There you go. You brought up Fantasy League. I just want to go on record. First time in like 10 years, I actually changed my lineup after Daytona. And I'm in first place by a sizable margin.
I guess I have a different account on NASCAR because I did it on my phone because I forgot to change it. And I was listening to SiriusXM NASCAR radio on the way to work. And I got on my computer at work to make some changes before the end of the second stage. And it was still my Atlanta lineup. So,
yeah, I had like, I don't know. I got too many things going on. Like, I do have a Gmail one, but then my phone one's different. I don't know how, because I thought I used the same thing.
Yeah.
So I had to end up changing it. But if you're going to use that for an excuse of why you're losing, that's fine. I don't know.
Who you got winning?
So I feel like Larson is rolling, but I'm going to go with my favorite driver, Ryan Blaney. We mentioned his numbers earlier, but his last five races here, how about this one? Fourth, fourth, second, 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 and the last second won him a title.
Sounds like he's been the bridesmaid a lot, never the bride last five races.
Yeah, but are you ever the bridesmaid, but then you run off with someone else and get married the next day? Because that's what he did last time. I don't know if you remember November. He was bridesmaid, but, you know, he had the prettiest ring. Okay, now we get the Xfinity Series, the dumbest name for a race. This is just awful. I sort of refuse to call it this. It's the call811.com every dig period, every time period 200.
What's wrong with that? You don't like it?
No. Call 811. 200. And I'll be like, what's 811? And I'll call it. No answer. And I'll be like, I'm getting ready to dig. I will say at least it's 200 miles. So they got that going for them.
Yeah.
So there's truth in the advertising for this race. So they're going to have 200 laps at Phoenix Raceway. Stages of 45, 45, 110. Saturday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Covered starting at 3:30 on FS1, MRN, SiriusXM, NASCAR Radio. We're going to have some two bushwhackers, William Byron, John Hummer, Nemechek. But we're also going to have old school whacking with Eric Amarola. He's going to be in the number 19 go bowling car for Joe Gibbs Racing.
Kyle Busch isn't running here, which is a shame. He has 11 wins and 17 top fives. Justin Allgaier and Jeremy Clements are tied with the most series starts here with 27. We got five former winners in the field. That's Cole Custer. He won in 2023. He also has three top fives, six top tens in his eight starts. Justin Allgaier has 27 starts. He has wins in 17 and 19, along with 10 top fives and 18 top tens. Sammy Smith won here last year. He has one top five and three top tens. Brandon Jones, 16 starts, one win. Came in 2020. He also has three top fives, six top tens. And then William Byron, only two starts here, went in 2017, and then finished fourth here also in 2017. So who you got?
I'm going to go Chandler Smith. I'm going partly with how run he ran last week, but I'm also going partly how well he's run at this track. In his two starts here for Colic last year, he finished fifth and eighth. And then last week, we said he was out front pretty much the whole race until he lost the lateral grip, which you know what happens when you lose lateral grip.
Yeah. Not good.
No.
I'm going to go – I was torn between Cole Custer and William Byron, but I think I'm going to go Byron. Got more experience. Only two starts here, although it hasn't been – 4 years, 5 years, 6 years?
Yeah, well, like 2017, 7 years.
Yeah, God, that makes me feel old.
It's just so weird to look back and see he only ran one full year of Xfinity. Pretty odd.
Yeah.
So, no truck races. They'll be back next week in Bristol, and it won't be on dirt. It's going to be on old-fashioned asphalt or pavement or whatever. Paint schemes, I'm going to tell you, I thought it was surprisingly good week for Cup Series paint schemes.
Yeah.
So, okay. First of all, we're going to start out. We got billboard lawyers back. We haven't had billboard lawyers in a while. We got Austin Dillon in the Morgan & Morgan call your lawyer car. You got injured, you call this guy. And then we got Josh Berry. I don't know if he stole a sponsor. It seems like he stole a sponsor. Sonny D, because isn't Stenhouse usually Sonny D?
Yeah, yeah.
And this gives me an opportunity for my annual rant. Like, when are we getting Sonny D Zero Sugar?
Yeah, but then it wouldn't taste good then.
No, it would. Everything else tastes good. Like, yeah. Like, I have people, friends when I was a kid, who they would drink Sonny D like it was orange juice. Sonny D's not orange juice. It's like you're going to get diabetes. And then, I don't know. You got any favorites? I got some more, but I don't want to take
them. Yeah, I do. I really like Ricky Stenhouse and the Coca-Cola Spice car. It's like the red and then like the purple that Coca-Cola's got. And then, obviously, if you don't like Alex Bowman's, there's something wrong with you.
Oh, yeah. It's got a lot of pastel colored paw prints on it.
And it's got a couple dogs, or it's got a cat and a dog on the side. And then in the back, it's got some more animals.
Best friend.
So, yeah.
So have you had the Coca-Cola spiced?
I have not. Is any good?
No, I haven't had. A lot of stuff they've been coming out with has been trash. They do these galactic flavors. Yeah. Just come on. Just give me and then we go. This one's a little what?
No, go ahead.
This one I think is underrated. It's the Powder Blues of the NASCAR paint schemes. If you're a baseball fan, you love the Powder Blues. Actually, everyone likes the Houston Oilers' old Powder Blues. Powder Blue is a popular color. You don't see it much in NASCAR, but you know who pulls it out once in a while? Chase Elliott, when he's running the Kelly Blue Book car. Actually, Josh Berry ran it to a top 10 finish here last year, so got that going for him. And then Joey Logano, Hunt Bros.
Yeah.
He might have stolen, speaking of stealing sponsors, like he might have stolen the sponsor from Ryan Preece. But I'm going to ask the same thing I asked when Kevin Harvick ran the Hunt Brothers paint scheme. Does Joey Logano actually eat Hunt Brothers pizza?
He better.
Do you think he does?
Yeah.
Because I mentally can picture Ryan Preece eating. Like, Ryan Preece looks like a Hunt Brothers pizza eater. Joey Logano looks like oh my God, I cannot eat pizza from a gas station.
Maybe. I think you could.
There you go. And the other two ones I thought were classy. Bubba Wallace in the U.S. Air Force. Once again, did he steal that sponsor from Eric Jones? Eric Jones always for stuff. And Ryan Blaney, I thought the Advance Auto car looked classy. As long as he doesn't do the stupid Advance Auto car commercials he did last year with Logano, which were pretty stupid.
Yeah, those are good ones. In Xfinity, you mentioned Eric Amarola. He'll be in the 19 Go Bowling car. That one's pretty sweet. And then Kyle C. bringing the American flag back in the toppool.com car.
Yeah, we mentioned last week we thought it was the earliest in the year that American flag paint scheme that wasn't driven by Spencer Boyd came out. Usually that stuff doesn't come out till Memorial Day weekend. But we got it already. And then Frankie Muniz, this one, I don't know if you saw this, pretty sharp-looking paint scheme for an organization called Hot Chicks, in the Hot Chicks number 35. Hot Chicks isn't wiener pills. It's a place in Scottsdale, Arizona that appears to be a combination of Dave & Buster's and Hooters.
Oh.
So scantily clad women's, but you can play games and games? Wings.
Huh.
But the paint scheme looks pretty classy. And then finally, speaking of wings, Jeremy Clements, we said this is going to be his 28th race here. He's coming out in the wings, etc. Paint scheme there. So that's what we got.
Is that? Yeah, two races this weekend, and we're back. And as you mentioned, Bristol next week. So we'll be back to recap all the fun in Phoenix before heading to the old Bristol, the last call
in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. It'll be exciting.
Yeah, big times ahead. So, everyone, thanks for listening. We'll be back, Giggs.
I grew up in Texas where football was my game. Until that racing fever started burning in my brain. I started running mini stocks when I was 13. And won a short track championship when I was just 16. I met a man named Harry Hyde and he built a car for me. Sponsored by Granddaddy Hillen's Drilling Company. We ran in 5 Grand Nationals when I was 17. My Talladega finish was the start of my big dream. Thank you for the ride, Harry Hyde. And I'm glad I had Granddaddy on my side. You've given me my wings, now it's up to me to fly. Thank you for the ride, Harry Hyde. They say that Lady Luck has given me the breaks. I must admit she smiled a bit, but it's me that runs the race. Now you can't be a champion due to luck or circumstance. I'll do the best I can for those who've given me the chance. Thank you for the ride.